these changes in the economy can be due to external shocks.
Too many people today that are still sitting in cash.
It's the time to teach them investment truths.
Hi, this is the Insights Panel podcast from Brighthouse Financial, a podcast for financial professionals about retirement planning. We bring you insights from leading experts to help you stay ahead of the curve and have more productive conversations with your clients. My name is Amy He, and in this episode, we're looking at how to manage clients in today's very long-running bull market. Speaking to us on this episode are Mark Zinder, advisor champion, and Jay Moreland, client behavior coach. But first, I sat down with Michelle Connolly, economist at Duke University, and asked her how she thought this bull market might end.
So the unfortunate answer is we don't have an answer to that question. We know that there is a natural cycle. We know things that can lead to positive aspects in the cycle. We know that there are things that can lead to negative aspects in the cycle. And there's definitely some self-regulation by the markets. Still, we don't have enough information to be able to predict exactly when booms will happen or when booms will explode, I guess, within our tool set.
Why is that?
In part because some of these changes in the economy can be due to external shocks, and so those are impossible to really predict. An oil shock like an oil shock in the 1970s or war or disease. There can also be positive shocks, like a new technology might occur or something like that. So those are things that can't be anticipated.
So is it fair to say that there's nothing unusual about this bull market?
Not necessarily. It's clear that we've had the bull market in the last 9 years in the sense that the stock market has had rising prices, continuously rising prices over that period. In part, we've been having a very strong stock market because of some of the other factors in our macro environment. In particular, we've had very low interest rates as a result of policy. The market is very self-regulating. If something is going to an extreme, the market will cause it to stop, but it'll be a very sudden stop and can be quite painful to the economy, which is one of the reasons that we worry about not letting things go to that extreme, because the social cost can be very large.
That was Michelle on the different factors that may be driving the bull market. I also talked to Mark Zinder and Jay Moreland and asked them how advisors can manage clients who want to change their plan to speculate on the bull market.
We don't tend to consider things that have never happened before. So right now, everybody's saying, oh my gosh, this is the longest bull in American history. This is, you know, and then so what we're doing is we're trying to make projections based upon a very limited sample set. Sure, we could go back, you know, 100 years or what have you, but we are still writing the history of the stock market. Think about everything that has ever happened at one point had never happened. I use this when I speak to advisors, because the default is to say, well, it hasn't happened before, so it's certainly not going to happen now. This is an anomaly, but we're still writing the history of the stock market. So we want to use that as a caution to try and outguess the market, because it's that type of thinking that ultimately lead people to abandon their plan, go to cash, or make excessive moves one way or another.
Jay, you're spot on. I love the quote that I've heard so many times before. The four most dangerous words in the investment language is, this time it's different.
So we as advisors can make it easier for clients to stick to the plan by taking the emotion out of it. Well, easier said than done, right? Here's how you do it. You want to do it up front. You want to plan when they're in a rational state of mind. Put together a pre-commitment plan. This is a plan that dictates what the client will do when the market does X, and you define what it is. Here's a sample statement. If the market goes down 15% from its highs, we will move, let's say, 3% from bonds to stocks. And you can have statements like that throughout that go all the way down, and you could flip it around and do it on the way up as well. So that way you kind of have a tactical strategy in play. because just about every investor will say, I want to buy low and sell high. So let's ask them that question. And then when they say, I want to buy low, we tell them, that's great, but it's super hard to buy low because when prices are low, think about what the conditions are. Companies are laying off, the market's having huge losses, forecasts go down, things aren't looking well. It's really hard to buy low. But Mr. and Mrs. Client, if you want to buy low, let's commit to it right now. Let's say the market goes down 15%, how much would you want to buy, right? And then you write it down, you create it as part of the plan. Then when the market's down 15, 25% and it's about to hit one of those triggers, your message to the client isn't, oh my gosh, when do we go to cash? It's, hey, if we go down a couple more percent here, we're actually going to buy based upon our plan. And that will bring them back to when they remember doing this. Now, it's not a guarantee. It's not a holy grail that it will work, but it may very well enhance the adherence to the plan. And then another thing they can do is they can look at replacing or making sure that the client has sufficient income so they don't need to sell their assets when it's down. And if they can get that income from their pension and or from Social Security, that's great. And if they can't, that's where advisors might want to consider complementing it with an annuity to make up that shortfall. So that way the client's lifestyle is not affected by the market's turbulence.
And you are so spot on, and I think we saw this happen during the Great Recession, where the market started to drop, and then investors started getting nervous, and they got out. And the problem is, they didn't get back in. And I've met too many people today that are still sitting in cash. So you have to be right twice, when to get out and when to get in. So being able to stay the course is very important. I don't know when the next recession is going to hit. We know that another one's coming. We just don't know when. And so our job is to metaphorically hold their hands and make sure they do the right thing.
So when should advisors be having these conversations with their clients?
I say to them, this is the time to coach. This is the time to teach them correct perspectives. It's the time to teach them investment truths. Clients are at, not just clients, all investors are in a rational state of mind right now. This is where we teach them. Most advisors will wait until the phone rings or the email comes through, and then they will respond. We are in a response industry where we don't tend to be very proactive. This is a wonderful time for advisors to get out ahead of things and proactively teach, set the foundation, put the right filters in place in our clients' minds so that way when the next crisis comes, when the next concern comes, we now, instead of reacting to it, we're simply referring back to what we've said before, which will enable us to be potentially more effective with them.
That was Mark and Jay on the importance of coaching clients at the right time. Thanks to Mark, Jay, and Michelle for their insights into the long-running bull and how to help clients respond to it. That's all for now, but don't forget to join us for the next episode of the Insights Panel podcast when we take a look at how advisors can stand out in an increasingly competitive environment. You can find more episodes of the Insights Panel podcast on brighthousefinancialpro.com/insightspanel or subscribe for free through any podcast app to receive new episodes direct to your mobile device. Stay ahead of the curve with the Insights Panel from Bright House Financial. This information is brought to you courtesy of Bright House Financial, Inc., that provides, through its affiliates, annuities and life insurance products issued by Bright House Life Insurance Company, Charlotte, North Carolina 28277, and in New York only by Bright House Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, New York 10017. The opinions expressed are those of the speakers, and the information presented is for educational purposes only. Speakers were compensated for their participation.